Day 26. Number 1. Connie Chung, one of America's most famous journalists. Why did you switch from ABC to CNN?
Well, it's every reporter's dream to work in an all-news network. If viewers want news, they always come to CNN, and that's where I wanted to be.
What was it like working in this field as a minority?
When I started out in 1969, there were very few of us on TV. It is clearly a male-dominated profession, and women and minorities are largely left out with the exception of a few. But it's just something that we all have to work on.
Number 2.
Donald Trump is back in the limelight in a big way. How do you always seem to be able to bounce back?
I guess I never lost faith in myself. You were bound to have good times and bad times.
And the title of your book, Think Like a Billionaire, what does it mean?
What it means is that successful people tend to be winners. They think and act like one. You have to enjoy what you do. If you don't enjoy what you do, it's never going to work. Also, if there's a wall in front of you, you have to go through it. You can never, ever give up. Number 3. Hello, and welcome to tonight's show with First Lady Michelle Obama. Mrs. Obama, let's talk about your Let's Move campaign. What first made you start it?
A friend told me that childhood obesity in the U.S. has tripled in the last 30 years. I realized that this is a serious epidemic, and it's really become my defining mission as First Lady.
What is your ultimate goal for the campaign?
We want to involve everyone in a community in the fight against childhood obesity. That includes parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, community leaders, and more. With luck, we'll have the problem solved within a generation.
Dictation for Day 26. Listen carefully and write down the word in the blanks. Number 1. Why did you switch from ABC to CNN?
Why did you switch from ABC to CNN?
Number 2. What was it like working in this field as a minority?
What was it like working in this field as a minority?
Number 3. It is clearly a male-dominated profession, and women and minorities are largely left out, with the exception of a few.
It is clearly a male-dominated profession, and women and minorities are largely left out, with the exception of a few.
Number 4. Donald Trump is back in the limelight in a big way.
Donald Trump is back in the limelight in a big way.
Number 5. How do you always seem to be able to bounce back?
How do you always seem to be able to bounce back?
Number 6. I guess I never lost faith in myself.
I guess I never lost faith in myself.
Number 7. Also, if there's a wall in front of you, you have to go through it.
Also, if there's a wall in front of you, you have to go through it.
Number 8. Mrs. Obama, let's talk about your Let's Move campaign. What first made you start it?
Mrs. Obama, let's talk about your Let's Move campaign. What first made you start it?
Number 9. I realize that this is a serious epidemic, and it's really become my defining mission as First Lady.
I realize that this is a serious epidemic, and it's really become my defining mission as First Lady.
Number 10. We want to involve everyone in a community in the fight against childhood obesity.
We want to involve everyone in a community in the fight against childhood obesity.